on an early morning flight from St. Louis to Chicago yesterday. And with a plane full of people, it just came down to two people on my row, myself and a young man I'm guessing to be probably in his early 30s. It was a little hard to tell because his face was reconstructed from an obvious severe burn. And as I saw him struggling a bit with the flight attendant to get his bag up, I looked and saw why he was having a problem. His 10 fingers had all been burned down to little nubs. And as I sat there with compassion, I noticed that he just went right to work. Once we took off, he got out his laptop computer, and with those little digits, he began feverishly typing and creating a report. I didn't ask what he did. But as I watched his cheerful attitude, as I saw him undertake life that day with his scars, with his 10 missing fingers, I was convicted. It brought back a memory of years ago when I had missed a flight. I had to stay over one night in Denver. And in the room next to me was the pilot, this single pilot, small aircraft, who of course couldn't take off till the next morning because it was a landing gear and light problem. I was complaining about the late flight, and as we talked, he explained to me that he had to get special instructions to be a pilot because he only had one leg. Do you remember the old saying, I complained I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet? Well, events like that will sometimes awaken us to how blessed we really are. And I'm convicted, and I pray that you would be too, if similar things happen to you, where we take for granted certain things that God has blessed us with until we see someone who is missing that particular part of their body, or maybe something else that's going on in their life. In Matthew, the 9th chapter, it says, Jesus went on from there, and two blind men followed him, calling out, Have mercy on us, Son of David. And when he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him, and he asked him, Do you believe that I'm able to do this? Yes, Lord, they replied. And then he touched their eyes and said, According to your faith will it be done to you, and their sight was restored. Don't you just wish at times that you could reach out on that flight, or as you walk along the street, or there at your own local church, and there's somebody in a wheelchair, or there's someone who is without sight, don't you wish that you could do as Jesus did and just reach out and touch them and restore them? Well, my friend, here's something that we can do that in the spectrum of eternity, according to our Lord and Savior, is valued even more highly. And that is we can reach out and we can touch them with the word of the living Lord. And his word can not only heal people, it can take people who are spiritually dead and raise them to life, and they will never die. That is to say, spiritually, they will live forever. And Heavenly Father, I pray that we would have compassion, that we would be sensitive to people who have certain special needs, that we who claim to be the body of Christ would have a special compassion just as we see you exhibit, Lord Jesus, over and over and over again throughout the Scriptures. And may we continue to pray for the healing of friends. But Lord, sometimes that complete healing is when you take them to be with you and give them new bodies. But how do they come to be with you? Through your church. You've given us the word, the gospel, the good news. And I pray for my friend listening in right now, and I pray for myself that we would boldly proclaim that word which not only heals, but takes people from spiritual death and raises them to life where they will never die. And I ask this to the glory of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.